Welcome to the DSS podcast series. In October, DSS announced a new partnership effort with DiAssist, which is a provider of best-of-breed technologies to empower healthcare organizations to monitor and manage chronically ill patients. And today we're speaking with Amy Vaccarello, who is a clinical systems analyst at DSS, about this offering and how it can help the VA with overall chronic disease management efforts. And Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Let's jump right in. And if you don't mind, let's talk at a high level. And if you don't mind, tell us about some of the chronic disease management challenges at the VA.
Sure. There are definitely many challenges that come with managing adiposity-based chronic diseases. One such study out of the Atlanta VA states a major contributor to poor management is actually clinical inertia, which is the failure of treatment initiation or intensification when it's indicated. A study of outpatient diabetes treatment at several VA hospitals found that treatment intensification occurred in less than 9.8% of visits, despite 39% of patients having A1Cs greater than 8% at the start of the study. It's crucial to also mention that the prevalence of diabetes and the chronic disease of focus right now in the veteran population. New in 2020, the National Diabetes Statistics Report state that 13% of U.S. adults, all U.S. adults aged 18 years or older, had diabetes. However, looking specifically at the veteran population, 1 in 4 vets have diabetes. At least that's the figure from 2017. And since the diagnosis of diabetes is on the rise, there was a 26% increase nationwide from 2012 to 2017. It's concerning to think that actually the prevalence has also increased within the veteran population. This really highlights the need for innovative diabetes management in the VA system.
Yeah, it really does. And you referenced some pretty sobering stats there overall about diabetes in the country and also at the VA. And I imagine there's also some cost challenges that come with diabetes and chronic disease management at the VA. And would love to hear your perspective on that.
Sure. One analogy actually provided by the CHEO here at DSS, Dr. Singh, is the likeness of diabetes management to making minimum payments on a credit card. For instance, by only meeting minimum treatment standards, the compounding quote-unquote interest that's required relates to the increasing incidence of diabetes-related complications like neuropathies, retinopathies, and nephropathies, those nerve, eye, and kidney diseases. The CDC mentions that a reduction of A1C levels from just 8 to 7%, so essentially by paying off that physiological debt, helps reduce the risk of microvascular complications by as much as 40%. Moreover, poorly managed diabetes is a leading cause to end-stage renal disease. And end-stage renal patients are in one of the highest diagnostic classes within the VA VERA model. In fact, one study evaluating a national cohort of veterans found that 32% of veterans had evidence of chronic kidney disease before diabetes was even diagnosed. Half of them were in stage 3 or higher.
Wow. Again, some more sobering stats. I really appreciate those insights. And during the first response to the first question, you mentioned how innovation really is needed to address these challenges. And I think this is where remote patient monitoring comes in and can help both from a diabetes and chronic disease perspective. And would love your take on that.
Yeah. Another challenge is simply just patient-driven engagement and management of care. You know, a couple studies show that out of the VA again, that beta cell function, glucose control, all of those benefits of well-managed care fall away when prudent treatment regimens are stopped. So the spotlight really is shifting toward patient-centered care. This migration really empowers patients to seek out care that's innovative, and providing patients with more robust health information tools will encourage them to better manage their care. So by using remote patient monitoring tools is one way to go about it. Really, if we look back in history, the idea of monitoring vital signs was once not even considered a requirement of care, which is frightening. You know, if we go back way in time here, you know, there wasn't a correlation, say, between blood pressures and the degree of disease states. So once that was understood, then it was defined as a standard of care. So the question really is, what aren't we monitoring now with the use of remote tools that in the future is going to be considered a standard of care? So I think a lot will come from remote patient monitoring.
That's great. Appreciate those insights and perfect segue into my next question. Let's dive in and talk about the new partnership with Diasys and the value that it brings to the VA. Would love your take on that as well.
Of course. First, I'd like to reference a statement out of the 2020 ONC, Federal Health IT Strategic Plan, where they state value-based models are contingent on four things. Firstly, a healthcare provider access to, they're contingent on a healthcare provider access to and engage in exchange of robust data, which allows them to better understand the needs of their patients. It stratifies patients by risk, engage a patient, and track their outcomes. So this is exactly what Diasys offers, a platform that provides robust patient self-monitored glucose data from their personal glucometers. It then stratifies patient acuity, and not just by acuity, but also their management needs. This is done through a clinical decision support algorithmic engine that uses evidence-based practice guidelines. Providers can also engage with patients by sending medication plans directly to their devices, and patients then have the capability to respond back. Not only that, but patients are also able to input alterations to their medication plan and provide input on their, for instance, activity level, how much they've eaten. All of this assists providers in tracking outcomes for their patients over time. So it meets all four value-based contingencies outlined by the ONC. Earlier, I mentioned a study on clinical inertia out of the Atlanta VA, and that's actually one of the facilities that helped with the development of Diasys. Moving forward, the platform is expanding to involve both hypertension and hyperlipidemia management. And this is really important because there's a significant prevalence of cardiovascular disease and adiposity-based disease years before diabetes is diagnosed. So, you know, over the past year, Diasys has really been on a journey committed to outlining how our products support these value-based initiatives and HRO principles.
That's great. Really appreciate you bringing it back to that ONC 2020 HIT strategic plan, which I know recently came out maybe a month ago or so. So that's all really new stuff that you're tying that into, which is awesome. And you know, what's awesome too is the time that you spent with us. This has been very, very enlightening. And I really appreciate you coming to the table with a lot of these stats and information. There's a lot to digest here, but I think, you know, the Diasys solution really can help push the ball forward when it comes to chronic disease management efforts at the VA. And, you know, with that in mind, Amy, before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
A story I'd like to relay is one that mentions the desire to go back in time. To go back in time when the veteran in front of us wasn't bound to their wheelchair, to encourage them through their treatment regimen, to go back in time and alleviate their partner's anxiety so they wouldn't have felt the need to keep nightly blood sugar so high. If we can empower patients to actively participate in the management of their care, we can prevent them from these debilitating advanced disease states.
It's awesome. What a perfect way to end this Diasys podcast interview. And as we mentioned, Diasys announced a new partnership effort with Diasys, which is a provider of best-of-breed technologies to empower healthcare organizations to monitor and manage chronically ill patients. And Amy Vaccarello, who is a clinical systems analyst with Diasys, was kind enough to give us a deep dive discussion on this offering and how it can help the VA with overall chronic disease management efforts now and well into the future. And Amy, thank you so much for your time today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.